is lived in righteousness and in godliness. Sin brings death, but Jesus Christ brings life and immortality to light through the gospel. That's what the apostles taught. It's because of belief in these things and these promises imputes to us righteousness. And not only that, but God is faithful and delivers on the promises made. As he did to faithful Abraham, he promises eternal life, he gives eternal life. But more than just eternal life, on the way to eternal life, there are other gifts. He wants to present us spotless and blameless. So he cleanses us from our sins, the sins of our past. And he also leads us into righteousness and truth. He builds us up and raises us up into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. That which we have seen and heard, verse 3, we declare unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. So, saying right out of the Gospel of John, chapter 16. Verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare we unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Going back to verse 3, and looking at this one verse at a time now. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you. And the apostle speaking of the things the apostles said and the things that the apostles declared. That you may also have fellowship with us. Fellowship. It's koinonia. It's used a lot in the New Testament. The fellowship. It's also used communion. The idea of communion means people coming together. People having fellowship together. One with another. The literal word is things held in common. John is sharing the things, and all the apostles share the things, their experiences, the things that God taught them. They share them with us that we could have a common faith and have a common experience together in this word of things we believe, the things we see in vision, the things we touch with our imagination. Because we don't walk after the imagination of our own heart. We have not followed cunningly devised fables, but we do read these words. Right? And there is a visualization. There is an imagination. You know, you see Jesus walking on the water, and you see Jesus rising from the dead. And all men of you, you know, don't be prejudiced against a word because it's just sort of, it is sort of contrary. You know, it talks about them walking after the imagination of their own heart and so on. But we are imagining the things that we know are true, the testimonies that we know are true. We share them. And in that common experience, I just meant like we don't handle Christ, but we, in our minds we do. We do not hear his voice, but we hear the words recorded. We do not see, but we do see. Don't you see? In that figurative sense of sight. And he has written those things that we could have this. See, I have a fellowship with the apostles. If they knew the care that I put into their words, I know that they would be glad. You know? They might even be flattered. I know, you know, I don't mean this, you know, that I'm, I just mean of all the care and all these years and all, not just my own care, but all the care that so many people put into the word. If they knew how this was going to be. But honestly, they knew they had something even greater. Not just that men heard them. or even less that the devils heard them, but that God had written their names in heaven. So maybe they wouldn't think much of it at all. I guess that's almost vanity. It is vanity. But still, we bestow much care that we might have a certain fellowship, and that our fellowship would be genuine, that we have a, you know, can you imagine how irritating it would be? I know how irritating it is. I write things. I write things on the internet, on my website, I write things. And when people don't get what I write, when they don't understand what I wrote, it's frustrating. You know? When I think of what would the how would the apostles feel, and they knew that their scriptures, as Peter said of the writings of Paul, those that are unstable, they rest as they do the other scriptures to their own destruction. You know, so but I mean, you know, but think about the ways in which the scriptures are perverted, and how you know how it would make me feel. And I don't speak so much of how they would feel, because I don't know how they would feel about anything. But I do know this. That I, because of that, because of how I would feel about it, I want to take great care that I should be accurate, that I should not twist around their words, that I should fool with them. That I would capture and understand what they were trying to communicate by those words. Not being playing games, as so many do, in perverting the word. This epistle of John is one of the most perverted books of the Bible. And by that, I don't mean that it contains some sort of licentiousness. I mean, the people pervert this book. Twist it. Turn it. Make it into something it is not. To satisfy their own lusts, and that they may declare themselves righteous, being not. Our true fellowship, I want to have fellowship with the apostles, but truly our fellowship is with God the Father and with His Son. And we know that. But it is by the words, by the promises, accurately communicated, believed on, received, that this fellowship takes place. And He said, we write these things that your joy may be full. I'll tell you what, my joy really started to flower in the beginning for me when someone told me that righteousness was not just this myth. It was something that God intended that we should obtain. It's not just,